Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the country faces two main challenges, one of them posed by the U.S. The leader said Washington has done its best to bring the Iranian nation to its knees, but in vain. He pinpointed the other challenge is correctly recognizing the real enemies. Germany is going to launch a criminal investigation into the U.S. eavesdropping on German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Reports about tapping Merkel's phone by the U.S. National Security Agency were revealed by former U.S. intelligence officer Edward Snowden. The issue has angered Washington's European allies. U.S. President Barack Obama says his country is, quote, absolutely committed to the future of Ukraine. Obama made the comment during a meeting with Ukraine's president-elect Petro Poroshenko in the capital, in the Polish capital, Warsaw, rather. Obama had earlier threatened Russia with new sanctions if it continues to, quote, destabilize. The U.S. says it's ready to work with Egypt's president-elect Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The White House said it's looking forward to working with the former Egyptian army chief to advance what it called a strategic partnership. It added that the two countries have many shared interests. Syrian election officials have started counting votes in the presidential election. The process began hours after the polls closed at midnight. Authorities are checking the number of votes against lists of registered voters to ensure that the numbers match. The vote was monitored by foreign observers. France says the number of its nationals involved in the war in Syria is more than previously thought. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says over 800 French citizens or residents have taken part in the fighting or are planning to do so. The number was previously put at 300 to 400. And the world's top energy authority says that Europe is at risk of power blackouts. The International Energy Agency says the continent could lose a quarter of its electricity due to shambolic policies. The IEA says old power stations in Europe are shut down and utilities can't finance new ones.